Hello, people. Welcome to Shut Up and Listen, episode 36. I am Jeff, and I'm going commando.
I am Brandon, and I am a commando of love. Maverick's in the house. He is also going commando in that he has no underwear on. He's naked.
He's absolutely naked.
He also doesn't have testicles anymore.
You'd think that'd calm him down, but no.
Yeah, I can't remember if he had them before or not, but yeah, he definitely doesn't have them now. Yeah, he's definitely not calm. Doesn't mark things anymore. So that's really the only change in his behavior.
That's good. But what are you drinking on tonight?
Well, I'm actually drinking a little blended red wine. I don't know if you noticed, it's Ménage à Trois. The closest thing I'll ever come to a threesome right there.
Hey, you can get two hookers.
I could. I can't afford two hookers right now.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bummer. If I would have known, I would have got you two hookers for your birthday.
Well, I was hoping someone would, but no one did. No one did.
So. I had three, but I killed two, and the other one ran off.
Yeah. Probably going to have your kid soon.
I hope not.
Yeah.
He'll have no chance.
I did have a birthday since the last episode, didn't I?
Yeah, so yeah. Did I.
25. How old are you?
21. Yeah. I can drink now.
There you go. Congratulations. You can drink, and what else can you do? You can look up certain porn online.
Yep.
Because some's like 18, some 21. I hear. I don't know. Because I never look at porn. Hashtag always look at porn. Sometimes at work. Never. I never look at porn. Ever. Probably looking at it right now before the night's over. We were actually talking about it the other day because at work we're just, I think work is getting to us and we're all just kind of losing our minds. Jeffy's getting some Kleenex right now. He's probably looking at porn on his Apple iPod MacBook.
Yep.
I can't see him. I'm jealous. We're like, there's got to be... I mean, because there's fetishes for everything. I mean, like, how deep does the power tool fetish go where you attach something to a power tool and you go after a chick or a dude, I guess. And we're like, oh, we're on break. We're like, do we dare Google this right now? We did. And really, all there was just like, you know what a Sawzall is?
Yeah.
I mean, that was like, well, that's disappointing. That's exactly what we expected, you know? So, yeah, it was pretty disappointing. Not going to get into that. I mean, if there's some other stuff, maybe, but definitely not, you know, just Sawzalls. It's boring.
Yeah. What do you have for tonight?
Got a couple things. They're on my phone. I don't remember them off the top of my head. And then I kind of have a deep question for us. I don't know if you want to get that out of the way or...
Yeah, after I tell what I'm going to do tonight.
Fair enough.
I have two open letters.
Naturally.
I have to grind my gears. I'm really getting tired of them.
I am too. Because I think you're lying. I don't think those things really grind your gears. I think they just rhyme.
No, some of them really do.
I think you're selling out to the rap crowd, Jeff.
No, well, I was going to announce it. The next couple, because I already have them written down, will be my last rhyming ones. Because I'm tired of them. They make me want to slap a baby seal with a club.
Yeah. I was starting to think maybe you and Kanye and Jay-Z were starting to be homies.
No.
Yeah. All right. It's fair enough.
And I've got an inventory story. It went from Tuesday night to Wednesday morning.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, deep thought. Let's do this.
Yeah, so I've got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of decision-making. I was wondering, like, maybe something where you have to make a difficult decision. Like, is there something that comes to mind? Like, the hardest decision you have to make?
Is there something I do specifically?
Or just an example of one.
Well, I put two chicks side to side.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, the one on my left is one decision, the one on my right's another decision.
Yeah.
And whichever one's hotter.
Yeah.
I just bang their brains out.
I mean, for me, it's easy. It's anything over seven. I don't care what order you come in.
Yeah.
Whoever gets here first, you know, you're first and then the rest get in line or whatever. Just put anything over seven. I was thinking, you know, one of my more difficult decisions is, you know, you go someplace and you get a cup and fill it up. And then there's like all the sizes of lids, mm-hmm. but they're not labeled.
Right.
And so you're standing there like, well, that one looks like it might fit, but I'm afraid. What if it's too small and I'm going to waste it, you know? So I sit there for like 5 minutes looking at these lids thinking, I don't want to be a dick and like take it down and it doesn't fit. And I kind of like, no one's looking, so I put it back up there or just throw it away. Or
yeah, I don't care. I'll just throw that shit away.
I mean, I'm almost an adult now, being 25 and you're 21. These are some decisions
we
really got to think about.
It's true.
Why don't they just label? Why don't they just label the lid sizes?
Right? How hard is it to put an L for the larges, an XL for the smalls?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. So
that is deep. That's some deep shit right there, man. I'll go ahead and get my grind my gears out of the way. I'm so sick of those.
they've become hard work.
It's dumb.
This is a true story. Dentist office or a doctor's office, but or something. Something where there is a waiting room, and this the attendant or nurse or whatever she is comes out and is like, shady nasty, shady nasty, please come back here. And this woman gets up and goes, oh no, you didn't just call my daughter Shadynasty, shady nasty. And they just said, the people in the waiting room were just cracking up. Shadynasty. Did it ever cross your mind when you're writing that down on the certificate? That looks just like shady nasty. Oh no. No one will ever mistake it for that.
Fair enough.
Shady nasty.
She has a chance in life.
No way.
Alright, you ready?
I'm ready.
Headache, raw steak, dirty lake. Syrup on a pancake, a limp handshake, dry hands, ruined plans, when boobies are called cans, metal bleacher stands, really tall females, cost of bail, bills in the mail, licking a stamp, getting a cramp, women on menstrual cycles, NyQuil, Dr. Phil, dentist with a drill, a pill that makes you high, when a bitch is dry, when doves cry, pumpkin pie, people that lie, a calf fry, Lance Armstrong's ball, when I fall, a creepy ass doll, going to the mall, two scary twins at the end of a hall, when people use y'all, that my penis is small.
It's true, I've seen it.
Midgets, getting fake digits, when a frog goes ribbit, when you hit a divot, in golf, David Hasselhoff, nasty beef, stroganoff, when I cough, being sick, when a whore won't suck my dick, Hillary Clinton because she's a prick, when gravy isn't thick, a tick, a fucked up toe, a crow, that stupid show. I don't know what that means.
Probably, I can name a few.
That beau really doesn't know. Surgery on the hip, doing a flip, and when a vagina stinks on the lip.
Oh yeah, you gotta do the waft. The waft, as I call it. You just gotta get like a little, or what I heard is, you know, if she complains, what you do is you put your fingers under her nose, and if she... Then you're like, yeah, and you expect me to, yeah. Yeah, there were hand motions to that. The reading, the listeners didn't.
But
didn't
it was fantastic. I LOL'd out loud.
You did LOL out loud.
All right, I guess whatever you want to talk about.
I'll tell you a quick story. The other day, I've been having all these motorcycle issues. I've been to the dealership 3 times now trying to get it fixed, and something always happens. Either they ordered the wrong part or something like that. I'm just like, this is stupid. So I just started riding it again. Whatever happens, happens, you know. And I got him, I think it was Mazio's night, maybe? So I was coming from Jinx, and I've seen this guy behind me on a motorcycle. Big Goldwing, you know, Honda Goldwing, grandpa-looking bike. So he's behind me at 81st Riverside. No big deal. Well, as soon as the light turns green, and I'm the first one in the left lane. As soon as the light turns green, he passes me in my lane. He's not in the right lane. I'm in the left lane. I'm in the left lane. He passes me within the left lane, which is a big no-no. And it pisses me off. Then he just guns it, like, uh-huh. So I chase him down because it wasn't hard because I have a bike that's based on a drag motorcycle.
Right.
So I catch him. He's this fat, goofy-looking guy. He's got like a Philadelphia Eagles t-shirt on. He's got like a flat-top haircut. He's probably like 25 years old.
Probably a winner.
Yeah. Got these fluorescent orange Nike Shocks on.
Mm-hmm.
So I pass him, and I fly by him, and I give him the old shh as I'm going by. Because it's like, you know, what were you thinking? So, of course, I get a red light at 71st. I'm the first one there. He pulls up next to me and just looks at me. I tear into him. I'm like, let me tell you, it's probably the worst thing you could do to another biker. I said, it's also a good way to get shot, stabbed, kicked off your bike in front of everyone else in this intersection. He just, the whole time, just sits there and looks at me and just smiles. And I'm like, are you trying to smile at me because you think you're a badass or what? And he revs his little throttle twice. And I said, all right. And as soon as that light turned green, I was gone. I was across the intersection before he was even off the line. And he decides, all right, I'm going to try to catch up. Of course, he can't keep up with me. He can't get around me because I have an open road. So I'm inside, outside. Finally got to where it's just straight ahead. And I'm just like, what the hell are you thinking? Really wanted to go up to the next stoplight and just wait for him. And then laugh in his face and probably spit in it and probably kick him in the shins. Tell him to take his motorcycle back to his grandpa and get back in his 1987 Chevrolet Silverado with his gun rack in the back. And
fucking pick up on 14-year-old chicks.
Like, seriously. I mean, it's just like, what an idiot. But I was telling my rider coach boss about it, and she was like, don't you just love that? And I said, and when I told her, I was like, yeah, I kind of wanted to wait in the next stoplight. She's like, eh, he knows. He knows. It's like, I hope I see him again.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
But it's pretty exciting. It's like, I don't race many people, but man, that one felt good. Plus, he had a dumb hair. I should have taken a picture of him, but it was like, by the time I would have got my phone out, the light would have turned green. And
you could have caught him.
I could have caught him in passing, probably with one hand. Still holding my phone, videoing the whole thing.
All right. I'm going to do two things real quick. A really quick inventory story, and then I'll do one of my open letters.
Fantastic.
Okay, so you know how I am. I mean, like, I'll just say whatever, even if it's fucking crazy. That's just how I am.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this, smoking hot chick from the Wichita store that's sitting in the manager booth with my manager doing all the numbers and shit.
Is she a manager?
No, she's the AA.
Okay.
Of the Wichita store.
Alcoholics Anonymous, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm just going up there, saying my shit or whatever. She's dying laughing. I'm like, man, I might be able to bang this chick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my manager's with her. His name doesn't matter, but...
You thought maybe you can get him on in it, too?
No, here's the thing. Totally a cock block move.
Because
they were going to be in Tulsa the next day because they were doing the other store.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not tell me that she was into me. She told him that.
No way.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, you can't tell me sooner so I can try to smash?
No joke. What the fuck?
I was so pissed, man.
Oh, we should go to Wichita. I was up there not long ago. I need to take another motorcycle ride up there.
Dude, I want to go to Wichita now.
It's not that far. It's like, what, 2 hours?
Yeah.
2.5 hours.
But, dude, I had her rolling because I called the district manager. I kept calling him Noodle Dick. He was there. And, I was just saying what I normally do. But she was dying. She thought I was funny. And I'm like, damn right I'm funny.
Well.
Okay, open letter.
It's good that she's into, she's into laughing because she's probably going to laugh when you take your pants off.
For sure.
But then you're going to be like, hey, yeah, see, this is just all a part of the gig.
Okay. That was mean. All right, which one do you want me to do?
Both of them.
First.
Oh, okay.
One about a tall bitch or one about my future girlfriend or wife?
Oh, definitely tall bitch first.
Okay. You jolly green giant looking bitch. Your ego matches your shoe size, which is huge. If someone wanted to make Bigfoot prints to make people believe in it, they would ask you to walk barefoot in some dirt. You suck dick like a porn star and swallow, I heard. That just shows what a slut you are. You could spit into a vagina and get them pregnant.
That's fantastic. I'm using that line. I'm going to use that line on someone.
Nobody should ever kiss you. You'd have to pick them up to do it anyways, you fucking Amazon woman. You only like black dudes because your vagina hole is big enough to fit a basketball and a pair of shoes in. Your favorite ocean creature is a sperm whale. You have a constant whiplash from all the penis you suck. You talk shit about your friends behind their back. Wanted to say it to their face, they'd have to stand on a ladder. You say everyone stares at you in public and it makes you uncomfortable. What do you expect when you look like you just fell from a beanstalk? A bunch of girls look up to you, literally, because you're tall. You say girls talk shit and are jealous of you. That's true, they shouldn't be. They don't have to flirt and give guys head for anyone to like them. You're in love with a dude that wants nothing to do with you. False hope is a bitch. Bitch. Let me end it on this. Why don't you make yourself useful and go work at a grocery store getting things off the top shelf for shorter, hotter chicks? This is Jeff signing off with go fuck a black dude while you tickle their balls while giving them oral. Fucking hope you cry.
Oh, that's funny. I did like how you threw in the one compliment of like, other girls look up to you.
Literally.
I got a tall girl story. My boss's father-in-law. Cool dude. He used to be a big alcoholic, but knows. He was best friends with Mickey Mantle.
I love
him. And just posted a picture the other day of him and Yogi Berra. It's like, who do you not know? He actually has a book that's in, like, pictures he's taken that's basically titled Famous People I Know. So I guess he was at one of the WNBA games or something like that.
He was the only fan.
Here in town. Yeah, apparently so. Yeah, he probably got the ticket for free. And so he had a picture taken with one of the players who's literally a foot or so taller than he is.
Yeah.
And so he like just got real quiet and he's like, yeah, he's like, I've been waiting all my life to find a girl who could wrap her legs completely around me. And it was just coming from him. It was so funny because we all just kind of looked at each other like, oh my goodness, this is he's a funny guy. He's a super nice guy.
All right, well, I only had that last thing, so if you have anything else, we're about at time anyway. Well,
I'll tell you something I saw the other day. I saw this on FaceSpace. Like, it was a girl that I'd known a while back who basically, she was one of those kind of girls who was like, I really want a guy like you, but not you, you know?
Which is so dumb.
Yeah. And so, I saw her. She came up on, like, my, you know, the people you know thing on FaceSpace. And so, a couple weeks ago, she was at Mazio's night. I mean, not with us, but she was just there, happened to be there with her two kids. And, like, I'm standing in line. She walks up and is like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, I'm awesome. And then just turned back around and started talking to the server or whatever. It's like, why do you think I want to sit here and chit chat with you? So I was like, wow, I didn't know the person had kids. And so I totally creeped on the FaceSpace page, and the first entry I saw or update or status or whatever was complaining about, like, I just need a good guy, blah 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 blah. And I'm just like, I like the idea of you suffering and being alone. It's like, that makes me happy. If I were your friend on there, I would like it, and then I would comment saying, I liked this page because I like the fact that you're in misery, not because I agree with your statements. And so it's like, it made me think, it's like, man, does that make me a bad person? I'm like, all right, like, any of you girls in the past who have, like, passed up a chance to date someone who's a good person, and now you're 28 years old, stuck with two or three kids. It's like, I don't feel sorry for you at all.
Because, I mean, they probably had a chance.
Yeah, sorry you went for douchebags or whatever, but, you know, you made your choices. Oh, well, that's my thing about that. Not that I'm bitter or anything. Like I said, I'm having fun with it. It's just, yeah, it's just kind of funny. Like, my mom was like, do you see so-and-so? I was like, yep, good for her.
On a side note, before I do my last open letter,
yeah,
let's give a big thank you to Ryan McGlatchy.
Thank you, Ryan.
Because he is the inventor of yoga pants.
Oh, my goodness. I think I'm going to join a yoga class.
You might as well.
No joke. I think I'm going to. It's like, we rode dirty bikes the other day. I can't remember. No, we haven't had done a podcast since I went and I rode. That's why that tire's sitting there. Fresh tire, fresh inner tube, brand new rim, 30 minutes and the tube is flat. Pinch flat. Pissed me off because I was in Stillwater and I didn't have a spare. So it's like, well, 45 minute drive here, 45 minute drive home, all for 30 minutes worth of ride. So anyway, I was like, so in that 30 minutes, I was dead exhausted. It hadn't been that long since I've ridden, but to the intensity that we rode, it's been a long time. And I'm like, holy crap, I'm out of shape. So I'm like, what do I need to do? I need to join a gym. And if I want to do that, I'm just going to take yoga classes because why not?
Hot chicks.
I'm telling you. Even I was listening to The Fighter and the Kid today with Brian Callen and Brendan Schaub, and they were like, join a yoga class. Just do it. Just make sure that you don't be like the creeper guy where you show up and you're pitching your tent the entire time. At least make it look like you're here just for the yoga. But yeah, it's like, maybe I will. Maybe I will do that, Brian Callen and Brendan Schaub. You know, shameless plug for the Fighter and the Kid podcast. But yeah, I might do that. We'll see. I need to do something to get in better shape. All right, so your future girlfriend?
Or wife.
Or wife. Yeah, girlfriend.
You never know.
That's probably more of a one and done thing, you know?
Yeah, probably.
But hey, yeah, call her what you want.
Okay, here we go. Dear future girlfriend or wife, let me start off by saying I'm sorry. I'm sure I will do a lot of things that will piss you off. That being said, you knew what you were getting into. Don't ask me a question if you want to lie. Maybe there is no future wife or girlfriend. If that's true, then fuck you. I'm awesome. A few more things. I will never take you to Subway because then people will know I've been lying to you. I will shoot a motherfucker if they harm my family, so be prepared for that. You might have to come to jail for conjugal visits and write me letters.
That's super hot.
I'm thoughtful. I'll write back. If you cheat on me, it'd be one of the worst decisions in your life. I'm slightly crazy and find humor where most people don't. I do a podcast, so one night a week, I'll be recording and editing. You can have girls' night out or some shit you enjoy without my ass around. You can chill at home if you want to, because you're my rib. I like making the sex. The first few times will be quick and disappointing. After that, it will be longer and disappointing. Don't worry, though. I'll make up for that. I might be lying and maybe amazing the first few times, but that's probably not true. It's late, and I hope you never are, because babies freak me out. I can handle kids after they're babies, but I doubt you can pop out a six-year-old straight from the vagina. I don't mind being a stepfather, but if your baby daddy is bullshitting, then I'll make it tough on him to protect the child and yourself. Please give head. It's a special bonding experience between your mouth and my penis.
Yeah.
Don't hold back. Roadhead is okay.
Oh, no joke.
I'll tell you when we're passing by a semi so you don't get caught. Okay, that's a lie. I wouldn't tell you, so you keep going.
Yeah, he's probably already got his wiener out anyways.
If your parents are dumb fucks, I will treat them like they are stupid. If you have a cat, I will punt it like a football. Dogs only, unless they drool or aren't house trained. If you have friends that I don't like, I will make them cry.
That was very heartfelt. Yeah, Jeff's future wife and or girlfriend and or one and done. Yeah, just put it in your mouth, you know.
Yeah.
We were talking at work the other day. I can't remember if I brought this up on a previous podcast about, you know, the human race, the Homo sapiens species. We are the only species on Earth who will put another person's genitals in their mouth and then complain when someone double dips a chip.
Right.
Like, oh my God, you double dip that chip. That's so disgusting. Well, yeah, I had my pee-pee in your mouth earlier. So let's talk about disgusting. So my mom, speaking of future wives and girlfriends.
Wait, your mom? It's kind of weird, man.
You know, it could be your future wife, girlfriend. I feel sorry for you if that's the case. And I'm not calling you daddy. But one of her best friends has been dead set on me meeting this lady, her friend of hers, and so she pitched the idea, you know, a while back. It's like, yeah, she works at Home Depot. She's a customer service or a head cashier or something like that. And I'm already like, I go to Home Depots and Lowe's all the time, and I can count on maybe three fingers the amount of women I've been like, oh, you're really attractive. Two of which work at the Owasso Home Depot. So if you're bored and want to see a pretty girl, just walk in the front door. She's one of the greeters. I shouldn't say her name. Anyway, so I'm just like, you know, she works at this location. Like, I've been there many times, and I've never seen someone who's just caught my eye that I've been like, I should go talk to her. And so, you know, months later, I guess she still has this fantasy that I should meet this girl. So she finally sends my mom her name, a picture. And so what do? Of course, naturally I have Facebook creep. No, not going to happen. It's like, okay, yeah, there's a reason why I've been there many times and I've never seen someone who's just been like, well, yeah, you know, I could consider that. Yeah, she's, no, nope, sorry, not going to happen. I'm 25 years old. I need a 10 or a 7 or an 8 or a 9. Anywhere in between there.
I hear you.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, so applications, the position's still open. There you go.
All right. Like our page.
Like the page. Send us stuff.
Yeah. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. We're still taking guest and intern applications. Yeah. We had some awesome guests last time. Yeah, the might be a little interesting here pretty soon because the studio is going to go through some major renovations here pretty soon, starting tomorrow, actually. So we'll have to figure out a game plan after that.
Yes.
That's it. I got nothing.
One chlorophyll inhale away from waking up in the forest with a sore asshole.
That's true. And the couple of things. 90% of the hands you shake have been used for masturbation. There's a good chance that any blood you've donated is currently in a boner right now.
All right. Until next time.
Take it easy, and if it's easy, take it twice.